Healthcare, one American at a time.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We're going to start off the show this week with a bang. I have Jeff Deist with me. Jeff is the chief of staff for our favorite, I'm going to call him a servant because I think that's what he considers to be, Congressman Ron Paul. He is obviously elected an official, but I certainly wouldn't put the congressman anywhere near in the same category of some of the people that are in there right now. And the reason I say that, and this is only my opinion, this is not Jeff's opinion, but the man has some principles. As one of our listeners commented last Thursday, Matt B., Matt said, Ron Paul is a beacon of light in a sea of surrealism. And then he went on and he said, quote, Jeff Deist and Ron Paul have the credibility that informed people acknowledge. Jeff, I got to tell you, my friend, I agree with that 100%. Let me ask you the bottom line question, though, and you may not want to answer this, and then again, you might. What would you give the congressman's chances of getting in the final, so to speak, of this particular race?
Well, I think there's a very good chance that it could end up Ron Paul versus Mitt Romney after some of the early primaries, and here's why. Is, you know, you notice that Michelle Bachmann sort of came and went, and now Herman Cain seems to be having his downfall, and they're propping Newt up, but I think you could find that Ron's support has been slow and steady. He's always been polling above 10%. His fundraising's real steady, so he hasn't had these sort of flash-in-the-pan weeks that some of the other candidates have had. So I really think that Ron's organization in Iowa is the biggest and best organization of any candidate. So I anticipate that Ron's going to do very well in Iowa, and I hope that he will do very well in New Hampshire. The Republicans in New Hampshire have, against all odds, went for McCain in 2000 and McCain again in 2008. So let's hope they pull their heads together and vote for a true pro-capitalism, pro-America candidate for once.
You and I and virtually every listener on our show knows that's the case. I am getting more and more excited because the more I talk with you, the more I read the press. I think that our mutual friend really has a shot here. And, you know, I have to say, Jeff, I think it's about time. I look at the other politicians out there, and I'm certainly not slamming them, and I don't want any comments from you on this because I know that would be inappropriate, but I'm certainly not slamming them for any personal reasons, but I just don't see the depth there. I mean, I have known your boss now since probably 2006, okay? And he is truly a principled individual. He doesn't pull any punches. He's a very humble man. He is for America 100%. A lot of people, when he was going for the nomination back in 07, a lot of people were saying he's too radical, etc. Well, the fact of the matter is, history has proven those people wrong because you look at the dismal condition that our country is in right now. You look at the dismal shape that we are in around the world in terms of our boys and girls getting killed, in terms of our reputation, in terms of being places where we really don't belong. Your boss is the only guy who stood up and said, hey, wait a minute. We got to think about this and change it.
Well, he's been proven right time and time again. From Kosovo to Iraq to Afghanistan, from the housing crisis to Fannie Mae to Freddie Mac to Fed bailouts. And here's the thing, is unlike all the other candidates, Ron Paul's the only one who understands that it doesn't matter who you elect, it doesn't matter what bills you pass if you don't deal with the monetary issue.
Right.
Okay, the Fed has much more power than Congress, has much more power than any president, and unless and until you get a system where you have sound money in America, then we always have the potential for horrific economic upheavals.
Exactly.
And frankly, the other candidates, I will slam them. They have terrible politics. It's more of the same. The amounts of spending that they're talking about cutting are not sufficient.
No, they're not.
None of them want to seriously address military spending. Notice I say military spending, not defense spending. We have an absurd foreign policy. We have absurd amounts of military spending. None of them want to address Medicare and Social Security in a meaningful way, like Congressman Paul would, which would entail allowing younger people to opt out altogether and eventually moving towards getting out of the system. You know, none of these candidates have serious answers. And frankly, this nibbling around the edges that the Republican candidates are offering, other than Ron Paul, it's too late. Maybe you could have offered these things 20 years ago, but it's too late. America is in deep trouble, and only Congressman Paul offers the kind of real choice in this election.
Well, I have to tell you something funny, since we're going to open the discussion up a little bit to include some other personalities. I went on record about 3 weeks ago as saying, given the front runners, I would have to say that, you know, probably my choice among the top four in the media, okay, would probably be Herman Cain. I cannot tell you the amount of emails that I got. Boy, did they, my listeners took me out to the woodshed big time, and I had to explain a few things about that one. Now that Ron is going to have a higher profile in the media, and I believe that he will, he does something in Iowa, and logic tells me that he's going to start to get a pretty high profile in the media. The interesting thing about that is, you know, the Democrats and the opposition can go after people like Herman Cain in a way that I personally don't feel is appropriate, because nothing was proven there. But you can't go after the congressman. He's a former pediatrician. He's never, ever had a black mark on his record. You can't go after the man. He's the type of guy, let's just talk about from a moral standpoint right now, that this country desperately needs.
Well, I agree. I guess I see things a little bit different with the left. And when I say the left, I include the media in that.
Yes.
I think the left in America has largely today become pretty despicable. They're not civil libertarians anymore. And I assure you they will slander Ron Paul vociferously if he starts to do well in the early primaries. They will say things like he wouldn't care if poor people died in the streets and that sort of idiocy, because the left in this country is not genuine or honest. They don't understand capitalism, and they have some inkling that cronyism is happening, and so you have this sort of muddle-headed Occupy Wall Street thinking. But for the most part, the left in this country is just as intellectually dishonest and vapid as the right.
You know, it's getting to be more and more that way. And I have to tell you, I've got to admit, I never necessarily felt that way about the right until I really started looking into a lot of things that have been going on in government for quite some time. I mean, if you look at it, if you look at our former President Bush, okay, I totally didn't agree with what he was doing after he'd been in office for a relatively short period of time. I don't have any comment about his dad, but I do have a comment about Ronald Reagan. And I think that Reagan stood for all the good things that America is. I think Ron does that plus 10. Any comments?
Well, Reagan stood for all the good things about America. He just didn't actually do them. In other words, he talked a good game, but his action was otherwise. And he didn't veto budgets that he should have vetoed. That's his number one crime, is he allowed debt and spending to increase rapidly during his 8 years in office. So at the end of the day, Reagan was very good for this country in terms of his rhetoric, in terms of bringing back hope and libertarian thought. You know, something like the Cato Institute really couldn't have existed the way it does today when Reagan came into office. But I think Ron Paul has the opportunity to energize America in the same way Ronald Reagan did.
Well, I have to tell you, and that's what I meant. I don't want to be taken to the damn woodshed again. I don't need that. What I specifically on record said is, in terms of a U.S. presence, I don't think there's been a Republican since Reagan that has portrayed the positive image that I think that Congressman Paul would. And I also have to say, I don't think there has been a Democrat for a long time who has portrayed the image that this country needs. I don't believe our president is. I don't believe Bill Clinton did. We need two things in a president. We need a strong, principled leader, number one. And number two, we need someone who garners respect around the world. And I am afraid that I would have to say that that hasn't happened for quite some time. Jeff, we got to take a real quick break here. Can you stick around? I want to talk about this just a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas Report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Jeff Deist with me again for another segment. We've been talking about Congressman Ron Paul and the success that he has had so far in pursuing the nomination as a Republican candidate for president. Jeff and I were talking about the left and the right. We were talking about Republicans, and my comment in the last segment was, I don't think we've had a Republican president that was a really good figurehead, gave the United States a good identity around the world since Ronald Reagan. And Jeff agreed with that. But Jeff has some comments about Reagan's policy, and I'd like him to elaborate on that for us.
Well, there's a lot of conservatives in the establishment, and even conservatives who are not that young, who ought to know better, who seem to think that, you know, conservative thought or libertarian, liberty-minded thought began with Ronald Reagan. I mean, they've lost all their sort of intellectual and historical roots. You never hear anybody talk about Robert Taft. You never hear anyone talk about Goldwater. You never hear anyone talk about Albert J. Nock or Robert Nozick or any of the sort of the real intellectual heirs, or excuse me, the intellectual ancestors of the movement. So that's, you know, there seems to be this disconnect where you can just sort of mouth the latest platitudes, you know, low taxes, strong defense, and that's not enough. That's not enough, and I think that's what Congressman Paul has really gotten across to the young people is, you know, if you want to advocate for liberty or if you want to be politically active, it takes some work. You have to go back and read. You have to struggle and grapple with sometimes difficult or dense economics textbooks. You have to read Murray Rothbard. You have to read Ludwig von Mises. In other words, you can't be like a liberal, which means you can't just spout off what you think based on your sort of emotions of the day. You actually have to do some work and have some reason and thought behind your politics. The Republican Party and conservatives have been the party of anti-intellectualism, and that's somewhat understandable because in the 20th century, American intellectuals were such rotten communists for the most part.
I would agree.
They were hateful anti-American bigots in universities. So I understand sort of where the anti-intellectual traditions came from, but I really think it's time for American conservatives to re-seize that and say, look, we are right. There is human beings are made, you know, by God, and we prosper. We do the best when we have voluntary relationships with each other, when we have a small state and a large civil society. And right now we have a huge state and a crumbling, diminishing civil society. And we have people who can't deal with each other except by force of law. So I really think that one of the greatest things Congressman Paul has done is to bring back some of these traditions of, getting young people to read and think about the philosophical underpinnings of what he talks about.
The concept of personal responsibility, okay? Personal responsibility begins at home, and as far as I'm concerned, quite frankly, depending on how you define home, personal responsibility doesn't end there, okay? We have to take care of our own. We have to take care of our families. We have to take care of our friends, okay? We cannot depend. It's morally wrong for a society to depend on a government to take care of them. Now, that's an easy path to go down, because a large portion of the society throughout the world right now is basically lazy. They're entitlement driven. Consequently, they're disincentivized, etc. And I tell you, nothing gets under my skin more than when people tell me we have a right to this. We don't have a right to a whole lot of things that Jeff and Paula Deist and Al and Kathy Cortland have to pay for, because you guys are too damn lazy to go out there and work for it. That's what I like about the congressman.
Well, of course, the irony is that it is the absence of the state in the economy, in economic affairs. It's, in other words, it's a laissez-faire economy that creates the material prosperity that greatly benefits the poor, most of all. I mean, the tide rises all boats, and you can see this quite simply. I mean, you'd rather be a poor person in America today than a wealthy English king 500 years ago. And the reason for that is the market and capitalism has created material advances and material comforts and medical and scientific advancements that no one could have ever imagined 500 years ago. And that's what's so frustrating about the anti-capitalist mentality that pervades the left, is that it would, of course, make everyone poorer and worse off.
The anti-capitalist mentality, I think, is a very ignorant mentality. It's a mentality that I think is very, very selfish, number one. It's a mentality that people think, maybe even unconsciously, but that it's self-serving. It's not. Anybody who is not a capitalist really does not have any incentive to do very, very much of anything. Jeff, let's get back to the campaign just for a second. Now, Ron has a tremendous stronghold among younger people. Now, you know the numbers better than anybody else. How is he looking with the middle-aged to the senior sector of our society?
Well, surprisingly, Al, he polls very well amongst older Americans, the ones that supposedly would be so scared about any changes to Social Security and Medicare. Amazingly, he does very well amongst the World War II folks. The congressman who really shines is not just young Republicans, but young people under 25. He absolutely polls very highly among them, and that's why, as I've said before, the GOP ignores Ron Paul or marginalizes Ron Paul at its own peril. We shall see. But if the GOP wants to be a minority party in national elections, then it can go ahead and ignore the libertarian wing.
Well, the libertarian wing is a very misunderstood wing, for lack of better terms. I mean, our country basically was founded to a very large extent on libertarian principles, and I don't think anybody could logically disagree with that. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree
with that. Okay, let's look at two things. We got Iowa in just a few weeks. What's happening there? What's Ron doing there?
Congressman Paul has the biggest and, in my opinion, the best organization of any candidate in Iowa. And I think he will do very well there. I think he's currently, depending on which poll you want to believe, is at or near the top there. Romney has tactically decided to sort of do less in Iowa. So I think Congressman Paul will do very well there. New Hampshire is more of a question mark. Despite their slogan, Live Free or Die, New Hampshire Republicans idiotically voted for McCain in both 2000 and 08, who was both a pro-war and a pro-big government entitlement. I can't even call him a conservative. He's obviously a terrible statist. So we shall see what happens in New Hampshire, but I anticipate that Congressman Paul may well end up, right up there with Romney.
Romney, when you look at the way he's handled his campaign so far, really, really is a genius because he hasn't done a damn thing. Ron, on the other hand, isn't what I would call the consummate politician. Ron is an honest guy. Is that going to hurt him?
No, I think it's going to help him. I think it endears people to him. I think they are deeply, deeply worn out when it comes to political sound bites. When you watch the debates, you listen to the other candidates launch into their talking points. There's no intellectualism behind it. It's plasticky. It's saccharine. Ron comes across as a very natural and a thinker. He gives an honest answer every time, and I'll tell you what, Al, he outworks other candidates. He's 75 going on 40. He travels relentlessly and is in absolutely superb health with his biking and running, takes no prescription drugs whatsoever. The guy's really, really a marvel and, working tirelessly.
I've said it before, the guy's my hero. There's no question about it. Okay, Big Al is endorsing Ron Paul. No other comments. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. This is the third segment of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, the first two segments we did with Congressman Ron Paul's Chief of Staff, Jeff Deist, who, you know, I really consider myself to be lucky to be a friend of Jeff's. Jeff and the Congressman are really, really decent people. But my prediction is, I think it very well could turn out to be kind of a runoff between the congressman and Mitt Romney. I think everybody else is kind of going to self-destruct, and it's going to be pretty hard to throw any stones at the congressman because he's led such an exemplary life. Anyway, I'm getting involved in the campaign, the congressman's campaign in Washington State, and we're going to do a lot on this website to promote it. Changing the subject, you know, I said that the Congressman Paul and Jeff were really great people. We're going to talk a little bit about another guy who left us this past week, passed away, Clyde Harrison. Clyde Harrison is one of the most decent individuals who I have ever known in my life. Clyde was a very caring, intelligent, bright individual who walked the walk in terms of his religion. I had nothing but time for Clyde. I felt that I was absolutely honored to have Clyde Harrison as a friend of mine because he was such a decent human being. Clyde Harrison passed away this past week, and I'll tell you, the world is not a better place with his passing. He was an inspiration to any and all of my colleagues. We all absolutely loved him, and I have to say that the financial community has lost one of its major players. I've got Rich Redez on the line with me right now. Rich is another really decent human being. Rich is the purveyor of the Chicago Resource Conference, which is held twice a year. I have been in the past an active participant in that conference. Couldn't do it this year because of Sarah's wedding, which conflicted with the date, but we're going to continue to be part of that conference. Rich, as I said, is about as honest as the day is long and about as compassionate as anyone who I have ever known, and he was also a very, very good friend of Clyde's. Any comments on Mr. Harrison, Rich?
He had the greatest investment brain in the industry. Clyde was the first guy to really phrase the word stuff, you know, and he worked with, as you know, George Soros, Jim Rogers. He really ran Jim Rogers' fund, which had the unbelievable performance, and he was ahead of the pack all the time, and he was always a major part of our conference in Chicago. You know, and a colleague and a business associate.
Yeah. You know, I met Clyde at an investment conference about 10 years ago that was down in Las Vegas. And Clyde was I thought, very much an individualist. He was about my age, was driving at the time this great Corvette that he and his lovely wife, Kim, drove around North America. He really was a maverick in the industry. But his individualism really, really proved to be so correct in many of his investment decisions. And, you know, I don't know anybody in this industry, in our country, who doesn't have anything but the highest regard for Clyde Harrison.
Absolutely. But Bob Moriarty, as you know, told me that he's the best speaker that he's ever worked with at my conference. So that's quite a statement for Bob Moriarty. So, you know, and he was the leader, and he was very compassionate, as you said, and he, and a good friend. He will be missed. There will never be another Clyde Harrison, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I have to tell you, I communicated via email with Kim this morning, his wife, and as I told her, my guess is, I mean, the people who listen to this show know that I really walk the walk in terms of my religion. And I firmly believe that Clyde is, he's in a different space, obviously. We're all going to be in that space sooner rather than later in the total scheme of things. And I got to tell you, I think Mr. Harrison is looking at us right now and he's kind of chuckling and he's saying, those guys don't know what they are missing. I believe that. I firmly believe.
You're absolutely correct.
Well, I'm an only child, and I went through the passing of my mom and dad, and I'll tell you, I knew at the time that they checked out and checked into the luxury place that they were much better off then than they were certainly on this earth. You know, getting back to Clyde just for a second, though, I have to tell you, he was a frequent guest on this program, and his political insight, you know, we talk about his financial insights, but his political insights, Rich, were absolutely brilliant, don't you think?
Absolutely. He broke it down sort of black and white.
Yeah.
And again, his approach to it was a little bit different than anyone I've ever seen in the industry. And I think that's why he was so well received at the conferences. You know, I mean, we sort of called him the Speaker of the House.
Sure.
You know, and he just attended our last one, and even though he was quite ill, he came anyway, you know, and he thought it was important for him to be there for both days, and it just shows you the kind of person that Clyde was, you know, and it's just we can learn a lot from him. We really could.
We can absolutely learn a lot from him, and a lot of us were fortunate enough to really have learned a lot from him. You know, the one thing that I found really intriguing about the guy is whenever we were talking either politics or finance, from Clyde, there was no emotional involvement whatsoever. It was all very, very black and white, and it all made all the sense in the world. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. He knew his business. He knew his numbers. He knew how to present the situation,
yeah.
Like I said, from a different point of view, so but that made sense to the average person on the street. And, you know, he never really talked above everyone. He talked to them directly and explained to him why he was so positive about the direction that he was going. And he's been absolutely correct on everything
that
he talked about in my conferences for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, it's just, you know, and a maverick in itself, just, you know, and,
yeah.
And but. Right, you know. So.
Well, you know, that's what I love about the guy. It's funny, when I told Kathy a couple days ago that Clyde had passed away, she honestly, I don't mean to be dramatic, but she almost fell out of the chair. And she absolutely chastised me because I waited for about 3 or 4 hours after I found out from Mickey Fulp that Clyde had passed away. Kathy absolutely chastised me for not telling her immediately. So, interesting point. But, yeah, his individualism is really why Kathy and I love the guy. I mean, you know, here's a man in his mid to late 60s who is just a kid at heart. And that's what we loved about the guy. And that's why he was such a great example to everyone who came in contact with him. Final words?
Well, I'll really miss him. There's no one like him. He'll be really missed at the conference because everybody looks so forward to seeing him every 6 months at the show. You know, next show conference is in April.
Yeah.
But like I said, he was a leader. He was one of the greatest investment minds in the industry, and he was a maverick. He was a man of men in our industry, and,
yep.
You know, he'll really be missed.
You know, it's funny, but I reflect back on the last 30, 35 years of my life, Rich, you know, and I say to myself, what have the real highlights of the past 30 to 35 years been for me? You know, and I don't know, probably 6 to 12 events, you know, really, really stand out in my mind. And I have to tell you, Clyde Harrison is very, very definitely at the forefront, both in terms of the input that he made in my life and the input that he made in my wife's life. Kathy and I, as I said, both were absolutely in love with the guy. He was a wonderful human being, and I have to say that we will truly miss him. I am only happy to know it deep inside that he is in a better place right now, and we're going to see him again. Rich, I appreciate your input. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. So I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I have a new guest right now on, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Berwick. Jeff has a great newsletter called The Dollar Vigilante. A number of our listeners have said, hey, you got to get this guy on. He is really, really interesting. And I had the opportunity to meet Jeff and speak with him at length over in Spokane at the Silver Summit. And Jeff is truly a very, very bright individual. He, interestingly enough, started an organization called Stockhouse. And then in the early part of this particular decade, I believe back in 2002, he sold Stockhouse to the current owners and started a newsletter called The Dollar Vigilante. The Dollar Vigilante is a very, very interesting newsletter, as virtually all of our listeners are aware of. And rather than have me explain it, I'm going to ask Jeff to do that. Now, Jeff is down in Mexico right now, so here we have another wonder of the Industrial Revolution. Remotes like this are pretty easy to do. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Al. It's a real pleasure to be on your show. I'm a big fan, so it's a real honor to be here.
Well, it's a real honor to have you on the show. I'll tell you, the more I've gotten to know you, the more I realize that, I hate to say it, man, but young guys are brighter than I am, and that's a terrible conclusion to come to. Having said that, give our listeners an overview, if you would, my friend, of the Dollar Vigilante.
Sure. As far as young guys being brighter, I'm not so sure about that. I've sort of looked around at my peer group, but I'll take that anyway. As far as the Dollar Vigilante goes, As you mentioned, I started Stockhouse.com, which is still Canada's largest financial website. I started that in 1994. I sold in 2002 after the tech bubble collapsed, and I really was trying to figure out what happened after the tech bubble collapsed, because I had this company that went from starting in my house to becoming a quarter of a billion dollar company to being worthless again all in a matter of months. And so I went on a bit of a world tour. I tried to sail the world, but I sunk my sailboat in El Salvador, and then I kept going by backpack for another 5 years. And what I came across during that entire time was I started to learn about things like free markets and libertarianism and also Austrian economics. And the Austrian economics was the part that really explained to me what happened during the tech bubble. And so after studying this for years and years and traveling the world and trying to see the world through my own eyes and not through the lens of the media, I realized that we were going to have a major financial crisis, probably a monetary system collapse by the end of it. And so in 2008, when that started to all collapse, I realized that this was real and that that I really needed to be a part of this to help educate people. So I started the Dollar Vigilante as a way to help educate and inform people about what's going on, because their governments and the government schooling, public schooling, they don't tell them anything about this. They don't tell them how the monetary system works or anything, and they try to keep them in the dark. But thanks to the Internet, we have an opportunity to try to get the word out, and so more people can protect themselves from the ongoing collapse, in my opinion, of the U.S. dollar.
Let me make one comment regarding a comment that you made about the education of this particular issue. I agree with you 100%, and I think that's very, very sad. It's very sad because everything that we have been talking about for the last 10 or 11 or 12 years, both on this show and I know in your travels, for lack of better terms, is really coming to fruition today. In the United States, the dollar is really propped up by nothing more than the good faith of the people, for lack of better terms. It's a house of cards. We all know that. What's going on over in Europe is absolutely unprecedented in the history of mankind in terms of financial collapse. It's terrifying, and the contagion for that, that's where it's going to affect the rest of the world is equally terrifying, and people have to be aware of that, but unfortunately, only a small portion of people in the United States are really aware of how grave the situation is. Now, I want to get back to something you said about a currency collapse. I started buying silver. My wife and I started buying silver a number of years ago because we felt that the odds of a currency collapse in the United States, perhaps not great, but I got to tell you, it is a very viable possibility, and so we started to buy silver. Your comments?
Yeah, well, I agree. I actually think it's an inevitability that it will collapse, and the reason is because it's a completely fiat currency at this point, and no fiat currency has ever lasted much longer than 40 years in the entire history of the world, and all that fiat currencies do is create a massive amount of wealth transfer. They create impoverishment, especially through central banking, as they inflate the currency. As they inflate, they basically transfer wealth from certain people. They also impoverish, really, overall, everybody, and they really hollow out an economy. All of this Keynesian economics, none of that stuff works, and all it does is destroy economies. So, there is no way the U.S. dollar can continue on in its current form as a fiat currency. You can just look at the amount of U.S. government debt at $15 trillion now, just passed that number the other day. When you look at it, generally accepted accounting principles, it's over $75 trillion worth of debt and liabilities, which works out to about $245,000 or $245,000 per person in the U.S.
Big number.
Which is, yes, it's about $1 million per family of four in federal government debt and liabilities, which is what happens when you have a fiat system with central banking. Combine that with a democracy as well. So this has to collapse, and it's really it shouldn't be a surprise to too many people. If you actually look back into history about fiat currencies and those sort of things, and the fact that the euro is collapsing is also something that I was completely expecting. I'm surprised it even lasted this long, and it's only about 11 years old at this point. So we're really preparing for this inevitability on our end.
There's an interesting definition on your website, and that definition is, a dollar vigilante is, and I quote, a free market individual who protests the government monopoly on money and financial policies such as fractional reserve banking and unbacked fiat currencies by selling those same fiat currencies in favor of other assets, often including gold and other precious metals. You know, you made a comment that no fiat currency has lasted more than 40 years. The number I heard was a little bit longer than that, but the fact of the matter is fiat currencies are not finite by any stretch of the imagination. And the reason they're not, Jeff, is because, man, they just don't work.
Yeah, I just came back from Argentina, and there's a place where the national sport is actually hyperinflation.
Yeah.
They've hyperinflated their currency five times in the last 40 years, and they're going through another one right now. The only reason the U.S. has managed to last this long is because it's been accepted as the world reserve currency. So a lot of that money, a lot of the printing of money goes all around the world. There's more $100 bills, for example, in Moscow than anywhere else in the world. So, but this money is all going to start to come back to the U.S. at some point, very soon, as you can see what's going on right now with China buying gold, Russia's buying gold, numerous countries are buying gold. So all these dollars are going to start to come back. They're starting to realize that they're holding IOUs that are not going to get paid, and they're starting to get rid of those dollars. As that starts to happen, we'll see a collapse happen quite rapidly at that point.
You know, the thing that I find the most disconcerting on this particular subject is the fact that the Chinese have a tremendous amount of our paper. They're very bright people. Wait till they start to unload.
Well, they already are. If you look at the data for the last year, they are net sellers of treasuries over the last year. The only real buyer of treasuries over the last year was the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Now, that right there is a hint that we're nearing the end of the system when the only buyer of the U.S. government debt is the U.S. government central bank.
What I find really humorous, Jeff, is that, not humorous, but ludicrous is a better word, is that people are saying, gee, we wonder if QE3 is ever going to start. Well, when the Fed issues all of that paper and then buys 80% of it, isn't that QE3?
Yes, we're already in QE3. What they learned, though, was not to say the word, because that will make people scared. So, you know, every time they learned, they had to actually use the word quantitative easing to begin with. So, because if they said what we're going to do is print money to pay for these things, a lot of people would have said, well, that doesn't sound right. So they had to use these words like quantitative easing. But after a few versions of that, people started to catch on, and now they can't say that anymore. So now they say, oh, we're doing a twist or, you know.
Operation twist. Yeah. I find it really, really interesting that particular issue, you know, really even got put into practice, because that really is hurting the banks in the sense, the smaller banks in particular, in the sense that, you know, being an ex-banker, the way a bank makes money is, you know, they buy at the low end and sell on the somewhat higher end, and that's how it works. And with Operation Twist, it isn't going to work that way. What do you see as happening, Jeff, in the next year or so?
Oh, that's a tough question. If you would ask me what would have happened in the last year, I wouldn't have guessed a lot of it. There's so many variables. You know, there's 7 billion people on Earth, and a lot of these nation states right now are all collapsing. Across the Middle East as well, all of Europe. You look at the U.S. with Occupy Wall Street. Anything can happen at this point. That's why it's really important to think about safety and protecting yourself. Protect your assets. Don't think the old way that you used to think. Don't buy things like government bonds and those sort of things. Now buy hard assets. Anything that Ben Bernanke can't print is a good thing to buy at this point.
I have spent some time visiting with Jeff. I've looked at the newsletter. A lot of our listeners have recommended it. Click on the banner and take a look. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.